for it. And you know, it is his first start, but you can't underestimate anybody in this league. And we got to go out there with a mindset of stopping around and be able to get him in situations that we want to get him in.
Try to make him uncomfortable. Really?
Yeah, make him uncomfortable. You know, he's a rookie, so you know he's turning down one receiver. So you know, hopefully we can put some pressure on him and make him, you know, move in the pocket, make some bad decisions with the ball, and you know, get some turnovers. Yeah, we take pride. You know, it's not the record that we want, but at the end of the day, we got to go out there and take the next step, and that next step is turn it up. We got to turn up even more. You know, we got to defense got to bring more, get more turnovers, and get this win.
Can you create can you teach guys to create turnovers, or is that just happening?
I think it just happens when you play good defense. You know, we had an opportunity to get our hands on a lot of balls, four balls in the Detroit game that we should have had. So it's just plays like that players need to make, and they want to make, too. And we just got to do that going forward. It's always the details.
Jordan Howard, why was he able to have such success against you guys last year?
You know, he ran the ball well. He's a good guy who runs the ball well after contact. So we got to tackle him well. You know, we just got to play sound. We got to play sound defense. You know, we got to stay in our gaps. We got to hit the guy. We got to drive him back. We got to get off blocks, and we got to do it on a high level.
About Cohen.
Who's that, 29?
Yeah,
he's very quick, 5'7", dude. He's very fast. We got to put a body on him as well. We got to wrap him up because he's strong, so he has leverage. So I think the best thing we could do now is make him one-dimensional, stopping the run, because they're going to try to come in and run the ball with this rookie and play action and protect him and do all that. So our number one thing right now is stopping the run.
Is he more of a responsibility for you to keep him bottled in so he doesn't get to the end?
I think it's a team. This is the best team game in the world. We got to do it as a team. If I'm in the C-gap, I got to be in my C-gap. B-gap, A-gap, we got to, you know, everything got to be cohesive together.
How much would you welcome back?
Oh, go ahead. You've been around a while. Why this team is so often down in Chicago?
I don't know. I couldn't give you that answer. I don't know. I don't know.
With the deal, Hunter, you see a difference in the stacks, the last game, the sacks that you got. Did you see a difference on the game?
You know, we're just rushing well. I'm rushing. I'm playing my keys. I feel better, like I told him. I've been working on my mental, you know, being able to lock in for 60 minutes. And that's what I've been doing. And I've been locking in for 60 minutes and playing a ball I know I can play. And that's only going to elevate each and every game, you know. Get these guys ready to play football, be a leader, be a captain, and, you know, and win the games. You know, that's what we're here for, win games. First and foremost, that's it.
Sam's going to practice with some today. How much would you welcome him back in the field?
Oh, I love it. Case is our he's our second, he's our backup quarterback, and he did a great job while he was in there for us. But having Sam back is, you know, he's our guy. You know, he's a guy right now, Sam Bradford. So you know, having him back is awesome, and you know, he just got to take it slow and make sure everything is healing right, and you know, everything's good.
I mean, do you think you'll see him on the field Monday?
That's not my decision to make. That's up to the training staff. That's up to Sam and how he's feel, and I don't know. That's a question I can't answer.
Thanks, everyone.